This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In game number two at Rocket Arena. They have a 1-0 lead right now. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Andy Baskin. There are some top-notch NBA writers around the country, and one of them we're fortunate enough to have with us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's the NBA national columnist for the Washington Post, and he has written a terrific story about Cavalier point guard Darius Garland. He's Michael Lee. Michael, great to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up? Thanks. I just want to say Ben Golliver is our national NBA writer. I just jump in every now and then and write a story here and there.
But well, Ben, you do a good job of it. You've been covering the NBA for how long?
Since 2002.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
I've been talking to you many times in Washington and always enjoyed chatting with you and always enjoyed reading your work. Before we get into this series, your story about Darius Garland is really good. And really in-depth, and probably would tell some people some things they don't know about Darius. What made you want to write a story about Darius Garland right now?
Well, I mean, Cleveland's having such a magical year. You know, everything seems to be falling in line. Their chemistry seems to be at a high. They had the best record in the East all year. And he's one of those guys that you just don't know enough about. You don't hear a lot about him. You know, obviously Donovan Mitchell is the bigger star on the team, you know, six-time All-Star. And so he's the one that gets all the attention. And so I thought Darius would just be cool just to see his perspective because he's been in Cleveland his whole career. He got there the year after LeBron left. And, you know, you just assume that when he got drafted that Cleveland would just be, you know, down the dumps as they had been years leading up to LeBron's arrival and then after he left the first time to go to Miami. But that hasn't been the case. I mean, the team has just been on a steady climb, and now they're a team that, you know, you got to take seriously. So I just felt like he's been the guy that's been with throughout the entire journey. So let's see what his story is because I haven't heard a lot about him myself.
Michael, I thought that was super interesting in your piece, too, that you brought up this whole notion of it's a non-LeBron team that won the Eastern Conference. It's a non-LeBron team. Did he talk about the sense of pride that he has and that as a, accelerator for this team to say, hey, we're doing this, and I know Cleveland was known for LeBron, but you got to look at us now.
Yeah, I mean, he even said, you know, this is a whole new revamp, it's a whole new culture, it's a whole new swagger, and it's super cool to be a part of it. You know, that, you know, I think that when LeBron left, I think a lot of people just assumed that that would be the end of Cleveland's relevance in the NBA and that there'd be a prolonged struggle before they eventually came back to being respectable. But it didn't take that long. And I think that, you know, obviously they got to make some deep playoff runs before they can be perceived as like those, you know, like Mark Price, Brad Daugherty, you know, Larry Nance, Cavalier teams. But I think that it just goes to show that Cleveland is such a great sports town. I mean, they've been snake bitten a lot, but they love their teams. They're passionate about their teams. And it's just good that they have a team they can be excited about and they can rally behind and about the entire team. You know, not that it was all about LeBron while he was there, but he was the individual that sort of everyone got behind. But with this, I feel like this is a really good collection of talent. And, you know, any given night, it could be, you know, Ty Jerome going off. It could be obviously Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland, but it could be Evan Mobley. It could be Jared Allen. And I think that, you know, for a team, a blue-collar town, they really can rally behind a team like that, where it's not like you just need one guy to carry you or to help you get somewhere. It's like you can rely on everybody. And I think that's sort of the embodiment of Cleveland.
I thought the other part of the piece that was really interesting and really just brought me into the piece even more was just the whole notion, like everyone knows that he had his jaw wired shut last year, and that was not a fun time of the year. But also talking about, you know, the death of his grandmother in there, and that was the part of the piece that just kind of hit me. I was like, wow.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Like, I knew that, but I just didn't really think about it. And then when you wrote about it, it brought me right back to where he was and to see the struggle that he was going through last year that no one, you know, no one here was seeing because he wasn't playing. And then all of a sudden, yeah, to see where he is now, I thought you did a great job of just bringing us through the journey with him and just your thoughts on him going through that struggle.
Well, it's interesting because I was asking him about, like, some of the struggles that he's been through, you know, barely playing at Vanderbilt with the knee injury. And I remember he had his eye scratched, you know, a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And it sort of distorted his face a little bit. And so I was asking, like, you know, of all the struggles that you've been through, what do you think is stood out to you as what you had to overcome? And he said, last season was the hardest. It was just the hardest for me. And he was just explaining, you know, obviously, you know, losing weight, you know, he's not the biggest guy to begin with. So for him to lose, you know, 20 pounds, you know, from, you know, having his jaw wire shut, and then also to kind of deal with the fact that his grandmother passed, and like that was, you know, the last, you know, maternal grandmother, not maternal, the last grandmother that he had. And so that was a very emotional time. And so she was in Gary, you know, his whole family's from there. And so I just think that, you know, a part of him, you know, left obviously when she passed. And so dealing with all of that and dealing with just that, you forget sometimes that these are humans, you know, you see them out there doing these incredible things out there on the field or on the court. And you just sort of just assume they make so much money, you just assume that they are, you know, absolved of all these human emotions. But these are real things that these athletes go through. And the fact that he was willing to open up about what a challenge it was for him, but also that he wasn't trying to make it an excuse. He was just stating matter-of-factly, this is what I went through. And he also sort of told me, you know, no one understood, but no one cared. You know, and so he didn't use it as something that he could just say, oh, well, last year was bad because, you know, things weren't going right for me personally. He was just like, no, next year's going to be better because I heard everything that was said. I heard everybody say that I wasn't up to the call. And so I'm going to go out there and try to just collect some receipts of my own and really let people know what I'm about.
Michael Lee joining us from the Washington Post. He has a terrific story out about Darius Garland right now. Michael, one thing that you touched on in that I think is really interesting, we've seen it here in Cleveland, but I love your specifics on it. Kenny Atkinson gets a ton of credit for the way that this team has turned around this year. But you talked about what you called grown man conversations between Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. And, you know, these guys are all alpha dogs. And explain what the grown man conversations were between them and what it did for the team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, that this was going to be their third year playing together. And, you know, a lot was made about, you know, whether Donovan was going to resign or get his extension. And obviously, you know, JB got dismissed. And so there was a lot of things going on. And people were wondering, these guys, they overlap. You know, it's redundant to have two little small guards who like to score. Like, why would you even want to have a team that's built around that? And so I think that once Donovan resigned and they knew that they were going to be a partnership, they need to get together and figure it out. They never had any issues with each other, but they did have to kind of understand where each other's their motivations were, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to accomplish. And that's really what had to happen, you know. And they spent a lot of time in the summer, you know, talking, communicating with each other to make sure that they're on the same page. And really, when you got your best players and they're flowing with each other, you know, eventually the rest of the team is going to fall in line. And I think that they understood their purpose and just what they meant to each other. And you can see how Donovan's playing this year, the fact that he's taken a step back and then trusted his teammates a lot more. He doesn't feel like he has to go out there and be a superhero all the time. And he's also been willing to defer to Darius in clutch situations, you know, and willing to let Darius have those moments because he can make plays. You know, he's just somebody who has a great handle. He can create for others. He can do so many things. And that's relieved Donovan of so much pressure. But it's also given Donovan a chance to say, when things aren't going right and I need to, you know, let everybody see what I can do, I'm not worn out from having to do it the previous five games. Today I can just go off. And you can just see how just them accepting their roles and fitting in and letting everybody else find themselves within the system, it just really helped Cleveland really explode this year.
Michael, we know how quick a series can turn. And, you know, obviously everyone's expecting the Cavaliers to win this series, but I expect a better game tonight. 21 points seems like it's a lot for a playoff game, especially because of the fact that Miami was coming off a super tough game, you know,
exactly,
like less than 24 hours earlier against Atlanta. And that, you know, that game, that was a dog fight until the end. So I wasn't real shocked that they fell apart a little bit in the fourth quarter of game one. Your thoughts on game two, and how much did that having to play in that play-in tournament and being a 10 seed and trying to win two games on the road, and then all of a sudden you're now in Cleveland? And, you know, that's why I think tonight's game is going to be a little better, because Miami's got a little rest.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm not a fan of the play-in tournament for that reason alone. I think that it puts all four teams at a disadvantage. One, because you can't prepare for your opponent until like really the last minute, and also the team that has to play two games, like, they're going to be gassed, like they're going to be out of it by the time they show up, because they've had to travel a bunch and they don't have their legs. But I think that you're going to see the real Miami tonight. That doesn't mean they're going to win. It just means you're going to see a team that's going to be better prepared. They're going to understand, you know, obviously just from having faced the Cavaliers, but also from having days to prepare as opposed to just one night where you play a game, you travel, and then you're just thrown right into the pot. They've had time to kind of catch their breath and sort of figure out who they are and what they want to accomplish against this team. And so it's going to be a better game. I think overall, Cleveland's depth is going to be what propels them to a win, you know, in the series. But I think that you're going to see the real Miami tonight. Now, whether that means it's going to be more competitive or not, we'll see. But you won't see a team that just looks gassed, which is what you saw in game one.
Michael, we always enjoy having you with us, and a terrific story right now about Darius Garland at the Washington Post. Go get it, read it, you'll love it, and it'll give you great insight not only into Darius but into the Cavaliers season. Michael, thank you very much.
It's a great piece. It's a great piece.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv.
Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.